Take a close look at yourself in the mirror. Beneath your dashing good looks churns a hidden universe of networked machinery. The machinery includes a sophisticated scaffolding of interlocking bones, a netting of sinewy muscles, a good deal of specialized fluid, and a collaboration of internal organs chugging away in darkness to keep you alive. A sheet of high-tech, self-healing sensory material that we call skin seamlessly covers your machinery in a pleasing package. And then there's your brain, 3 pounds of the most complex material we've discovered in the universe. This is the mission control center that drives the whole operation. Your brain is built of cells called neurons and glia, hundreds of billions of them. The cells are connected to one another in a network of such staggering complexity that it bankrupts human language and necessitates new strains of mathematics. A typical neuron makes about 10,000 connections to neighboring neurons. Given the billions of them, this means there are as many connections in a single cubic centimeter of brain tissue as there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. I was in bed when I heard the gate. I listened carefully. I didn't hear anything else, but I heard that. I tried to wake Kim. She was passed out. So I got up and went to the window. A big moon was laid over the mountains that went around the city. It was a white moon and covered with scars. Any damn fool could imagine a face there. There was light enough so that I could see everything in the yard. Lawn chairs, the willow tree, clothesline strung between the poles, the petunias, the fence, the gate standing wide open. But nobody was moving around. There were no scary shadows. Everything lay in moonlight, and I could see the smallest things. The clothespins on the line, for instance. I put my hands on the glass to block out the moon. I looked some more. I listened. Then I went back to bed. But I couldn't get to sleep. I kept turning over. I thought about the gate standing open. It was like a dare.